From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says in order for the nation to have a sustained economic recovery, the administration will have to reduce the massive federal budget deficit. NPR's Audie Cornish has the story.
The federal deficit is now more than $1 trillion. Secretary Geithner says that in order for a full economic recovery, future deficits have to be reined in. Whether that could eventually lead the Obama administration to consider tax hikes, Geithner wouldn't say.
We can't make these judgments yet about exactly what it's going to take and how we're going to get there.
The Treasury Secretary made the comment on ABC's This Week. Geithner also said the administration supports extending unemployment insurance because employers are not hiring back workers as quickly as anticipated. The economic stimulus package earlier this year had already extended the program, but still, more than 1.5 million Americans will have used up their benefit by the end of this year. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Three American troops were killed in eastern Afghanistan today when their convoy was ambushed by insurgents. Just yesterday, three other U.S. troops were killed by roadside bomb blasts in Afghanistan. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has the story from Kabul.
NATO says militants killed the U.S. troops during a gunfight after their convoy struck a roadside bomb. Officials refused to say where in eastern Afghanistan the attack happened. Yesterday, the roadside bomb attack that killed three other American troops took place in Kandahar province in the south. Today's attack brings to 9 the number of Western troops killed in the past 2 days. In July, 74 international troops were killed in Afghanistan, making it the deadliest month since 2001. The spike in violence this summer was expected, given the arrival of additional international troops here and the upcoming presidential elections, which the Taliban has vowed to disrupt. Roadside bombs are the militants' weapon of choice. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Some human remains found buried in the desert of Iraq have been positively identified as those of the last American serviceman still listed as missing since the first Gulf War. Navy pilot Michael Scott Spiker was shot down on the first night of that war back in 1991. In Arkansas, Nels Jensen, a former classmate of Spiker's, said he and others had held out hope that Spiker might have survived the crash and might have been held captive.
It's going to be hard for the family, naturally. After all these years and some of the friends of getting their hopes up and then, you know, this massive roller coaster ride we all were on.
The U.S. military at first had listed Spiker as killed in action and then 10 years ago changed to missing or captured. U.S. Marines were led to his remains by an Iraqi citizen who said he was present when Spiker's body was first found after the crash and then buried by Bedouins. This is NPR News from Washington. Police in Tel Aviv are searching for the gunman who opened fire at a club for gay teenagers there yesterday. Two people were killed, and at least 11 others were wounded in the attack. Swiss diplomats are talking with Iran's foreign ministry in an effort to confirm the status of three American hikers who are reportedly in custody there. Iran's state-run television says the three were detained Friday when they crossed into Iran from northern Iraq. Switzerland represents U.S. interests in Iran. Britain's deputy prime minister says gender equality should be required at the highest levels of government in that country. Larry Miller has the story from London.
Men in power cannot be trusted, claims Britain's deputy prime minister Harriet Harman, now in charge while Gordon Brown is on vacation. Harman has spearheaded a controversial new equality bill that gives employers a legal right to favor a female candidate over an equally qualified man. She told the Sunday Times men cannot be left to run things on their own and that it's a thoroughly bad thing to have a men-only leadership policy. She insists that in a country where women regard themselves as equals, they are not prepared to see men running the show themselves. Harman says she tried to change Labour Party rules to make it mandatory that a woman always be given one of the two top jobs, prime minister or deputy prime minister. But that was rejected by the male leadership. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Obama administration says the government's popular Cash for Clunkers auto trade-in program will be suspended this week unless the Senate follows the lead of the House and approves an additional $2 billion in funding. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says he's optimistic the Senate will act quickly. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.